for a long time, who has enjoyed great success as the Gator track coach. Mike Holloway is here. And not only is he getting ready for the SEC Indoor Track and Field Championships, but he's been named head coach for Team USA for the World Outdoor Championships in Moscow in August. And Mike joins us now on the program. Coach, congratulations, Mike. I've never asked this one. How do you apply for this? How do you get this thing to happen?
I know I didn't apply for it. I guess it's, you know, the body of work that we put together here at the University of Florida. You know, I've been blessed enough that I was assistant on the Olympic team last year. I was actually the assistant on the World Championship team back in 2007, and you know, I think it was the head coach of the NACAC team in 2004. And you know, I've been around USA Track and Field for a long time, and it's a great organization and absolutely an extension of what I'm able to do here at the university.
Is it fun?
Yeah, it can be. I mean, obviously, with anything, especially when you're dealing with kind of other athletes, it can be a little stressful at times. But the biggest thing we have to remember when we're putting these roles is that, you know, I'm in the role more of a facilitator as a coach in most instances. Most of those key athletes have their own coach, so I'm not over there to, you know, tweak things. I'm over there just to be a support system to make sure they get where they're supposed to be on time and to make the decisions, obviously, involving relays and stuff like that. And, you know, apply for protests and things like that. But, you know, we have a great support system within the structure of USA Track and Field, so it's a lot of fun.
I guess you don't know much about the team you're going to get at this point, but I would imagine athletically, athlete-wise, pretty darn good.
I mean, anytime you're dealing with the best in USA, and, you know, we make no qualms about it, we know we're the best team in the world, and I'm very excited to be around that group of people again this summer. And this gives me a chance to learn and get better for some of the best athletes and best coaches in the world. And, you know, obviously we're going to plan on having some Gators over there with me this summer, as always.
I was going to ask you about that because I guess being around different athletes, as you talked about being a facilitator, but are there things, Mike, as a coach that you can pick up on from talking to some other athletes and what they do?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any way if you're a smart enough person, and I like to think I'm pretty smart, you just got to pay attention, you know, ask questions. I had a great conversation last summer with Aries Merritt, who ended up breaking the world record in the hurdles last year. And, you know, watching athletes from other countries and things that they do, you pick up drills, you know, you pick up the little techniques you might not have learned before. I just think that anybody that goes into those situations and thinks that they're just better than everybody else and can't learn is basically limiting themselves, and I'm not going to limit myself in that way.
Well, I got you. The SEC indoors coming up. The women, the reigning champions, guys trying to win for the first time since 2011. Tell me about first the women's team. What do you got?
I mean, we're a broad-based team as always. You know, we're young in some areas, but we've also got a mixture of youth and experience. And you know, it's going to be as always. It's going to be a dogfight. It's the SEC championships, and you know, I stand on this. I think it's the most exciting track meet in the world. I've been to the World Championships, the Olympic Games, and Olympic trials, and there is no more exciting meet than the SEC championships. And you know, we're going to put our best foot forward, go in there and get after them like we always do. You know, the same thing on the men's side. I mean, it's the usual suspects on the women's side: Arkansas, Florida, LSU. You know, Texas A&M is new to the league, but you know, they've won a couple of titles in their time in the Big 12 and at the national level. And you know, it's the same teams on the men's side. And the great thing about our league is even the teams that don't think they have a chance to win it as a team, they bring in great individuals, and it's just an unbelievable atmosphere in the building.
You really believe that's the most exciting meet?
No doubt. Never have a doubt about this. You'd have to be there and be
exactly.
A part of it.
Yeah.
You know, the intensity level, you know, the passion that everybody puts in it. Like I just said, even the teams that don't think they have a chance to win, you know, even those coaches know those athletes come in there because they have athletes on their team that, you know, maybe we can't win the team championship, but we're going to make some noise in our individual event. So it's not uncommon to have athletes go to the SEC championships and not do well, and then 2 weeks later show up at the NCAA meet and do well. We've had that happen here. Ricky Harris's freshman year, he didn't make the final at the SEC championships. 2 weeks later, he was the NCAA champion.
Wow.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Well, I guess you better get the Russian-English dictionary.
Yeah, I definitely. You know, my wife's already, you know, she'll take care of that for me. She always does.
I know. Mike, it's great to have you again, and good luck with this, and good luck at the SECs, too.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it, man.
Good to have you. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Bye-bye.
My colleague.